This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Newby. A World Health Organization panel is criticizing China and other countries for not moving to stem the initial outbreak of the coronavirus earlier and questioned whether the UN Health Agency should have labeled it a pandemic sooner. In a report issued Monday, the panel led by former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark said there were lost opportunities to apply basic public health measures at the earliest opportunity, and that Chinese authorities could have applied their efforts more forcefully in January, shortly after the coronavirus began sickening clusters of people. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday that the world was on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure on distributing COVID-19 vaccines, urging countries and manufacturers to share doses more fairly around the world. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the prospects for equitable distribution are at a serious risk, just as its vaccine sharing scheme, COVAX, aims to start distributing inoculations next month. He noted 44 bilateral deals were signed last year, and at least 12 have already been signed this year. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to quickly extend restrictions barring travel by most people who have recently been in much of Europe and Brazil soon after U.S. President Donald Trump lifted those requirements to be effective January 26th. Mr. Trump signed an order Monday lifting the restrictions he imposed earlier last year in response to the pandemic after winning support from coronavirus task force members. Soon after Mr. Trump's order was made public, a Biden spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, tweeted it on the advice of the medical team, the administration does not intend to lift these restrictions on 1/26. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA.